Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Always the readings have certain threads and certain themes that go through them. But today's readings in particular, I think, bring a special message to us. Perhaps the word isn't special. All of Scripture is special. But there's a particular emphasis that I want you to see here. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. We need to pray for our priests. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep. You have driven them away. You have not cared for them. But I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble. And none shall be missing, says the Lord. The Lord's care, the Lord's shepherding is complete for us. How much do you lean on the shepherd? Think about that. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. Always the prophetic sense of what was to come, the coming of the Messiah, the one who would shepherd his people rightly. Pray for all those who have authority in the church, for priests, for bishops, for cardinals, for the Holy Father. Pray for them, because the enemy wishes to destroy them. Pray for them. The psalm is Psalm 23, a psalm that is very familiar to us. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. But how can the Lord be our shepherd if we're not looking to him, if we're not turning to him? Does he always have to chase us down? Does he always have to rescue us? We all need to be rescued and chased down at times. But is that the way in which God has to get your attention? Do you come to him each day and say, Lord, you are my shepherd. I know that you will shepherd me wisely today. Will you help me? Will you help me to follow you? Will you help me not to fight you? No, shepherds have a hard time. You see those beautiful, beautiful pictures of a shepherd with a lamb around his shoulders. And everybody goes, oh, you know how beautiful that is. Well, often the sheep that are around the shoulders of the shepherd are there because they run away. And there are times, I understand, when the shepherd actually has to break one of the legs of the sheep. And then he carries them on his shoulder until he heals, until he's bonded to his shepherd. And he won't stray, and he won't get into difficulty, and he won't bring others into difficulty. Sometimes you and I, not literally, but sometimes you and I need to have our legs broken and we need to not be able to run around doing all the things we do. And that can be a time that God can draw us closer to him. I'm not saying that's the main way of relating to God, but I am saying that the Lord has clearly told us he wants to be our shepherd. That means we need to be sensitive to his voice as sheep are. The voice of the shepherd. We need to be attentive. When things are difficult, we don't run in the opposite direction. We run toward the shepherd. He will care for us. How attentive are you? Read Psalm 23. Read it over again. That's the psalm that we take a look at today. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, we all have darkness, times of darkness in our lives. Even though I walk in the dark alley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. If we say to the Lord, Lord, I acknowledge you, you are my Lord, my God, be my shepherd, give me grace to follow you. If that's your attitude, then what the psalmist says, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The staff and the rod direct the sheep. Sometimes they need to be reprimanded like we do. But the whole point is to bring us to safety, to bring us to good pasture, to bring us to a place of security. Is the Lord your shepherd? Do you allow him to be your shepherd? You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. That's somebody who's experienced the shepherding care of God. It's not just for children. It's for every single one of us. Second reading from Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death. Christ came that evil might be conquered, and it was conquered by the sacrifice of his life. Not only in those hours on the cross, but for 33 years. All the sacrifices he made to bring us to the fullness of truth. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. It is the Holy Spirit who leads us through Jesus into the very heart of the Father. And that's true. That's not just pious language. That's true, and you can begin to experience it even in this life if you really are seeking to live a fully Christian life every day. God always forgives. Just repent and get back up. You don't have to be perfect. That's not what God is asking. That's why he gave us his son Jesus to be our Savior, because he knows we need a Savior every moment. But the closer you draw to him, the more you allow him to save you, the more you take on his mind and his priorities, the better your life is going to be. The gospel today is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." See, the apostles come back and they're telling Jesus everything that happened. You can imagine, I would have loved to have sat in on that, to hear who they met and what happened and how they dealt with the enemy and how they saw healing and reconciliation. It would have been wonderful to hear that. And someday we'll hear it. Someday we actually will hear. They'll tell us the stories over and over again as many times as we ask for them. But for now, let us enter into that long line of sheep who were faithful to God, who allowed themselves to be shepherded, because that produces eternal life. So in Mark's gospel, the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." He knew they were weary. They were excited, they were happy, they were enthusiastic, but they were weary. "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while," because people were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. So they think they're going to get some rest. But people saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. The poor disciples and Jesus are trying to get a little rest. They think they know where they're going. And what do the people do? They figure it out. They run ahead of them, and they're waiting for them on the shore. And when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. He had pity on them. And so even though he was in his humanity very tired, and his disciples as well, he took pity on them, and he began to teach them many things. Do you know that that's what God wants to do for you? Do you give him time? Are you willing, like these people, to drop everything and to walk whatever distance so that they could hear the voice of their shepherd? Even if they didn't fully grasp it yet, they knew that what they were hearing was good and true and beautiful, and they hungered and thirsted for it, and they sought it. They sacrificed for it. How much do you do? How much do I do? How willing am I to sacrifice in order to be close to the shepherd? That question, brothers and sisters, is a very significant one, actually. How much am I willing to sacrifice? If I see it as sacrifice, and we all do, give up this or give up that in order that I can have more time for prayer, more time for adoration, or more time to celebrate the Eucharist. And we try to squeeze them in rather than saying, what's most important here? That maybe some other things should be what gets squeezed in, rather than we try to squeeze in God and God's call. Think about that. Where's your priority? Now, human responsibilities that you've agreed to, your family life, all of those are priorities, high priorities. But you keep asking the Lord, "Lord, how do I juggle this? How do I make this work? Help me. Show me a way. Provide for me." Ask him. That's asking your shepherd to help you. And he will gladly do that. Let me know if actually you experience some advice and wisdom that really does help you to juggle your schedule, that you might have the time with God that he desires to have with you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.